Hi, this is Jeff Offen, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for JobSearchCoachingHQ.com and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. The show today is a real straightforward one. It's one that's designed to encourage you to take action to invest in your career. I hope you find it helpful. I hope you also listen to my other show, Job Search Radio. If you listen on the web, it's on webtalkradio.net. It's also, of course, in iTunes, Stitcher, and in other platforms as well. And I'm going to keep this brief. This is episode 597. We are cranking along to 600. At 600, I'm going to have a great announcement about what my plans are for next year. I hope you find this show helpful, and let's get going. You may probably know this already, but companies are not training people anymore. People are now having the responsibility of training themselves for skills that they want to be doing in the workforce. Why are companies not doing it? Well, frankly, they're cheap. Frankly, they don't think they have to. And you know, they're right. When all is said and done for you as a job hunter, you need to keep your skills up to date, whether you're in IT or you're an admin. And ultimately, that's going to involve going back to school, taking classes, doing the things necessary to keep yourself marketable. Now, if you're unemployed and money's feeling tight to you, you're going to have to save some money in order to do it. You know, it doesn't take a lot to take classes. Now, I'm not talking about a certification program. Certification programs can be far more expensive. And yes, you may need to save some money to do that too. But when all is said and done, if you're not working and this is standing between you and finding a job, you got to do it. So save some money. Cut back on some of your expenses. I know, you don't want to get rid of Netflix, but take a look at how you're spending your money. Look at your credit card bills and see where you can cut back. Is there a place in your expenses, you know, like what, you know, a kid's class, for example, is it necessary that they have the most expensive sneakers? You know, is it possible that your own wardrobe doesn't have to get dry cleaned as often now that you're home? When all is said and done, you have to get out there and take care of your career. Ongoing training is a big part of that. Yes, a few firms still do it, but most aren't. So you're responsible. After all, you're going to be walking away with this knowledge and experience at the end of the day, and you're going to be taking it someplace else. That's the real reason they don't want to pay for it. So invest in yourself. Make the time. When you find work, keep getting training, because at the end of the day, training is one of the things that's going to be going to cause you to stand out from your competition, especially if you can use that training and get some experience with it. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at JobSearchCoachingHQ.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.